Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day two of Never Lose Hope. Today's title is His Promises Provide Hope. When God promises, He is not saying I'll try. He means I can and I will. James MacDonald. Our text today is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Conservative figures reveal that the Bible contains over 7,000 promises. That is a lot of promises considering that all of Scripture consists of 31,173 verses. If studies are correct, that averages out to one promise for every five verses of Scripture. All that clearly shows that we have a God who makes and keeps His promises. Jeremiah 29:11 contains a promise to the Jews that comes at a horrific time in their history. Jeremiah has told God's people that they will be carried into exile under Babylonian control, and that they will be there for at least 70 years. So, God gives them a promise that they will have a future after their hardship because He has great plans in store for them. Even through their difficulties, the Jews could maintain their confident expectation in God's plans for their good. And God kept His promise to Israel. Over 70 years later, Zerubbabel, the grandson of Jehoiakim, led Israel back to their promised land to rebuild the temple in Ezra 1, verses 2 through 3. Jeremiah 29:11 is just one example of how God's promises provide hope to God's people. Max Lucado shares how many other heroes of our faith found hope in God's promises. The heroes in the Bible came from all walks of life, rulers, servants, teachers, and doctors. They were male, female, single, and married, yet one common denominator united them. They built their lives on the promises of God. Because of God's promises, Noah believed in rain before rain was a word. Because of God's promises, Abraham left a good home for one he'd never seen. Because of God's promises, Joshua led 2 million people into enemy territory. Because of God's promises, David conked a giant. Peter rose from the ashes of regret, and Paul found a grace worth dying for. One writer went so far as to call such saints heirs of the promise, Hebrews 6:17. It is as if the promise was the family fortune, and they were smart enough to attend the reading of the will. These words are great reminders that our hope is founded on and continues to flourish because of the promises of God. Peter connects the same truth in his second letter. 2 Peter 1:3-4 reads, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. As believers, God grants us the ability to become partakers of the divine nature. One of the many character traits of the divine nature is hope, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Notice in 2 Peter 1:4 where Peter writes, "So that through them you become partakers of the divine nature." What exactly is the them to which Peter is referring? The them is the precious and very great promises that God has given to us. Therefore, 2 Peter 1:3-4 teaches that we are enabled to possess godly traits like hope through the promises God has given us. When we are tempted to succumb to doubt and despair, we can find reassurance in the promises of His unfailing love and unending grace. As the deported Jews derived hope from Jeremiah 29:11, we too are blessed with divine hope as we focus on God's perfect record in keeping His promises. Some questions for you to consider today. God divinely empowers His followers with the ability to partake in the spiritual nature. In what ways are you living from God's resources through the divine nature? In what ways are you living in the flesh and not realizing your full potential in Christ? How can God's unfailing promises bring more hope into your life? And finally, as heirs of the promise from Hebrews 6:17, what does Max Lucado's statement from today's devotion lead to you? It is as if the promise was the family fortune, and they were all smart enough to attend the reading of the will. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day.